I was first a member of the Faculty Senate during Harold's tenure as president, and of course knew him prior to that. And it was not difficult then. I don't know how it is now to get into the Senate, because there was a great reluctance on the part of many people even to permit their nomination. And Harold maybe can fill this in if he's privy to it, but I don't know exactly when, whether it was from the beginning or later, that the designations were made relative to schools and all of those things. But I served on the Faculty Senate for a number of years from the School of Arts and Sciences. And when I became president, it was suggested to me, or people asked me, would you run? And back then you could not have still the same way, you would know and correct me, but you couldn't have your president and vice president from the same school. And that probably I might have been president a year earlier had that not been in existence. But anyway, I agreed to run and was elected and served during the year of 1978. And it was a rather a year of quite a bit of controversy. And I'm assuming that's not, that every year it's to whomever's involved, there are controversial things. But we had a chief academic officer of the Board of Regents that had a real penchant for coming up with new policies and memoranda and so forth, and he was, I think, basically responsible for getting the Board of Regents to approve a rather stringent policy, I think most people felt, on outside employment. And this was really a boiling issue, because we had many, many members of our faculty. We had a great number that were ministers. We had obviously a number that farmed. We had some that worked in real estate, and I'm not suggesting that I ever was disappointed in my choice of coming here, nor that I was never thankful for the salary that I had, but it really wasn't great. And so many people worked outside. I certainly could have used extra money, obviously, with a wife and four kids, but I was fortunate that I had sold the funeral home to my brother, and I used the monthly payment of him buying that business to help subsidize Betty and the kids and myself. And again, didn't regret it, because I was doing what I wanted to do, and it was sort of my contribution, I guess. But that was really a issue that almost controlled the agenda on every Faculty Senate meeting after we would get through griping about parking. That's always the number one, and it still is. I could bet money and not worry about losing anything. And we also, that was the time when Gatorade had been invented and had a tremendous lawsuit with the University of Florida, where the university claims that anything, including written stuff, that's been done basically on university time and so forth, that they have some control in there. And that was real controversial, because we didn't have a real high percentage of our faculty then that was doing published research, but several were, and writing books, and some obviously that did well. And so those kind of issues were really paramount, and we also went through on our own campus a change in presidents that created problems that often are incidental with that kind of event. But Dr. Scarlett left, and Dr. Ingram came, and that generated a great amount of controversy. I would say and again, I'm sure it's a persistent and prevailing situation, the major complaint of faculty always, in my experience with the Faculty Senate, was the lack of really having any kind of impact on policy or decision making. Almost every president indicates I'm going to keep counsel with the president and others, and you all will be privy to everything going on, and it seldom ever seemed to faculty that it worked out that way. But those were the main issues that prevailed at that time, and it was a real great experience. I enjoyed it very much, and I got to know a lot of people, because we always, and I presume that you still do, went to the Board of Regents meetings, and I don't ever remember any instance during my time, and I was later on a Board of Regents committee and attended several years of meetings, and always was treated with a great amount of courtesy and respect, and it was an interesting part of my career.